Good morning, saints of the Most High God. This is Coach Shelby coming at you again, still in Luke chapter 11. If you did not listen to yesterday, you're going to need to listen to the whole series, as I believe, can't guarantee, because I'm not in charge. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is. But as of today, I believe that God's going to let me break this chapter down verse by verse, actually a series of verses by a series of verses, according to the context of it. But yesterday we spoke of the model prayer in Luke 11, and we went into the man who asked his friend for three loaves, and he continued with his importunity, his persistence, his annoyance, his consistency to ask until the man gave him as much as he wanted. And we likened that unto Jesus. For we have nothing to give anyone, lest we have the bread of life, Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say in verse 9, it says, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Because of your importunity, because of your persistence, consistency, because of your annoyance, continue to ask, seek, knock, it will be opened to you, the Bible says. And it goes on, and what this set of scriptures is talking about is it's talking about the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing without the Holy Spirit. So in verse 10, it says, "For everyone that asks receives, and him that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." Now, to everyone who asks receives. Now, see, this is a faith verse. You know as well as I do that not everything that you've asked for, according to the Word of God, we're talking about according to the Word, which is the will of God, did you see manifest at that very moment, at that very hour. But in the kingdom, in the spirit realm, if it's God's will and you are willing to release your faith into it, it is a guarantee. You will see it. You see, many of you have life insurance, but you're not ever going to see it just yet. But you have it because you believe there's a benefit to your loved ones when you leave this place. You see, many of you have insurance on your houses, your cars, and these things. And unless something tragic happened, you hope it doesn't. But yet there's a comfort in knowing when you need it, it's there. You see, we're not moved by what we feel. We're moved by what we believe. For everyone that asks receives, according, I'm adding my commentary, according to the will of God and according to the timing of God. And if a son asks for bread, here we go again. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus, I believe, is the spirit of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Let me say it that way. If a son asks for any from any of you, a father, or bread from any of you, from his father, will he give him a stone? Well, of course not. If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? Of course not. If he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Of course not. And if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them who ask of him? How much more the Holy Spirit? How much more? You know, I can tell you story after story, true stories, obviously, not make-believe stories, of people that have asked for the Holy Spirit and we've laid hands upon and prayed for. And there was a delay. There was a lag time. Yet in the spirit realm, it was guaranteed. It was done because it was God's will. And I'm talking about the person who asked in faith, the person who believed. And I know many of you may argue and say, well, the evidence is that they begin to speak in tongues and prophesy immediately. But God is so good that he's not limited by our minds. He's bound to his mind, the mind of Christ, the word of God. And he's not going to allow the imposter to come in when you ask in faith and you put your trust in Jesus Christ, him crucified, risen from the dead. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead wants to inhabit you and make you his abode. So we've gone through this chapter, verse 1 through 13, and we're learning how to pray. We're learning how to seek God. We're learning how to ask. We're learning how to knock. We're learning how to be persistent and consistent. We're learning with our importunity to keep coming after God. And maybe this will help somebody today, because many times we pray and say, it just must not be God's will, yet we see in the Word of God that it is God's will. No, don't give up. Don't quit. It's not that we're doubting God. It's that we doubt this old carnal, fleshly world around us, and we need to continue to remind ourselves. You know, what did Paul say to tell Timothy in 2 Timothy 1 and I believe verse 6? Stir yourself up. I said stir yourself up. So I want you to see it this way this morning. As we pray, and many times we continue to pray for the same things, if your faith is truly in God and you believe the Word of God, and I know some of you do, then we're stirring ourselves up by reminding ourselves of the promises of God. We're stirring ourselves up in our most holy faith. We're stirring ourselves up and we're worshiping God by speaking the promises of God. You want to minister unto the Lord? Then minister unto God with his truth and his word. I just want to tell you today, persistence, consistency, importunity, ask, seek, knock, don't give up. If it is the word of God, it is the will of God. It has already been written. In Jesus' name.